Welcome to your Saturday Daily. For his report today on the halting evolution of race relations since the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis in 2020, Cameron Pugh went to Sanford, Florida. Teenager Trayvon Martin was killed by a Neighborhood Watch volunteer there in 2012. I asked Cameron if, on this assignment, he'd found credible evidence of respect and trust, two prerequisites for progress. He had. An activist who had criticisms of the city's efforts also took time to commend officials by name. And Sanford's project manager on that April day, 13 years ago, described an outlook that set a constructive, conciliatory tone. They were visitors, and they were welcome, Andrew Thomas told Cameron, referring to protesters who poured in. We didn't need a confrontation with them. We needed to accommodate them. And that was the approach and strategy. A quick shout out to Cameron. He joined me last May on a podcast to discuss his reporting on Black women and maternal health. That story made him a finalist at today's National Association of Black Journalists Awards. Joining Cameron there are two more 2025 NABJ Award finalists, The Monitor's Ira Porter and Ken Makin. You can hear the podcast episode with Cameron at csmonitor.com/daily. As always, find our latest news updates this weekend, including news briefs, at csmonitor.com. It's Saturday, August 9th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's Monitor stories. Trayvon Martin's killing launched the movement that became Black Lives Matter. Whether the protests have brought lasting reforms to the U.S. remains an open question, but in the town where Mr. Martin was shot, change has taken root. Cameron Pugh reports from Sanford, Florida, for The Monitor. One in three U.S. counties no longer has a single full-time reporter, depriving communities of a reliable mirror. Meet Margaret Coker and the other journalists fighting to keep local news alive. Doug Strzok reports from Savannah, Georgia, for The Monitor. One of the greatest challenges for any democracy is to determine the boundaries of free speech. India's booming stand-up scene is the latest battleground for that debate as some comedians face backlash from Hindu nationalists. Fahad Shah reports from Mumbai, India, for The Monitor. Much has been written about the heroism of Allied troops during World War II. Less well known is the role that the board game Monopoly played in helping POWs escape from German prison camps. Aaron Douglas reports for The Monitor. When she crossed paths with an enigmatic stranger on a windswept beach, a writer was left with a lasting impression. Far from skin deep, beauty is forged over time. Kimberly Lovato contributed this essay to The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Jingnan Peng.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.